from SLB Radio in Pittsburgh, Crossing Fences. African-American boys and young men creating oral history, showcasing the lives and accomplishments of local African-American men.
I grew up here in Homestead and grew up in the steel mill days, so a lot of steel mills.
Flesh and blood principalities, battle over spiritual policies, thinking that the one is going to follow.
We were responsible for our community. You know, we say we need help, but we got to learn how to help ourselves.
A lot of people who are pioneers and icons who got us to where we are today because they used their brains. If they used their fists, we would never have heard about them.
From anesthesiologists to barbershop owners, entrepreneurs to engineers, and coaches to deacons, over 170 men have been interviewed. Today, let's hear from John Hairston, age 38 at the time of this interview.
My birthday is September 4th, 1974. That makes me almost 39 years old. Originally, I'm from Plumborough, way out there in Holiday Park and Monroeville area. My childhood was pretty different. I lived around a lot of trees and a lot of woods, so I had to find a lot of fun, explore, see different things. There was like old log cabins and stuff we used to hang around in. And we used to do a lot of sports, play a lot of soccer, ran a lot of track, did everything that you guys probably do too, riding bikes, hanging out with your buddies. For high school, I went to Lakeside High School in Augusta, Georgia, where then I came here, went to CCAC, and then I went to Penn State University. I chose to go to college simply because I started making some decisions that probably weren't very good for my life. When I moved from Georgia, I came to live with my grandparents here in Belsouver. And when I came here in Belsouver, I started meeting some friends, meeting new people, and getting involved with some of the things that were happening here. And not everything I was getting involved with was positive. As a matter of fact, a lot of it was negative. And I started running with some interesting people. And I say interesting because we did some very interesting things. And doing those things, I got myself into some trouble. Some of my friends got in a lot of trouble. And I felt that the only way that I could really survive and not continue to get in trouble is to go to college. Well, I didn't go to school right away. I ran the streets for a while to see what it was about. And the lowest point is when I realized that the person that was running in front of me from some gunshots, got shot and almost died. Could have been me if I ran just a little bit faster, or if I didn't maybe trip a little bit. That could have been me. And I think the realization of that got to me to where I just said, I have to make better choices with my life. This is not me. This is not what God intended. This is not how my parents raised me. This is not even how my grandparents are expecting of me. And I got to do something better. What legacy am I going to leave? For the past several years, I have worked at an educational program called One Small Step, where we primarily work with young males and now females in the areas of PSSA mathematics and reading, physical education, and character education.
I try very hard. I've tried hard for about almost 15 years now to give opportunities, or at least sow some choices that we can make. It's very difficult when you think about all the children that I have served over that amount of time and how many of them have gone on to do good things and how many have taken other roads. But for every one or two that we do save, that means there's going to be two or four that are going to follow them. So I believe that through the efforts that we're doing here, you're doing it here at this camp, my camps, any other camps, any other programs that are trying to be positive and give kids an opportunity to explore or at least work to their full potential, I think that we can save a lot of kids. I think that we can show a lot of other kids who may not be in these programs that there is opportunity and there is hope for them, and they can join and do the same thing that you guys are doing. I think my biggest fear is that people like you aren't around. My fear is that people will continue to make decisions that can threaten their lives. My biggest fear all the time is when I watch the news, when I hear about somebody being shot or killed or going to prison for a long time, and I see somebody that looks like me, somebody that looks like you. Those are my biggest fears. I would rather see more people like you doing great things, going on to college or going on to something else like a career, or whatever it is that's going to help you be responsible young men and hopefully responsible fathers one day. The advice that I have for you is to continue to make the best decisions possible. And remember, every good decision you're going to make comes with a little bit of hardship. It comes with a little bit of sweat, sometimes blood, sweat, and tears. But for every good decision you make, it's going to land you in a better opportunity to do something good. And remember, if you make one bad decision, that one time you decide to go hang with somebody you know is not up to any good, that one day could be the day it's all over for you. And I'm going to tell you just one example. I had a cousin of mine who was kind of into some things, but he was trying to get out, trying to get a job, the whole nine. And he kept hanging with his boy who was wanted by like three or four different neighborhoods, man. So one day they're out and he gets a little drunk. So my cousin drives his car. And these people who are after his boy, where do you think they shot? They shot the driver. And my cousin's dead. And the other guy's still alive. And what I'm saying is that one decision, one bad decision, can mess it up for you. Especially when you know you're walking into it. Make good decisions all the time, no matter how hard it may be, no matter what you have to sacrifice. Make the right decisions.
This oral history was collected by youth interviewers James Metz, Aronde Camp, and DeAndre Collier. Crossing Fences is made possible by the Heinz Endowments and was produced by SLD Radio Productions. Learn more at crossingfences.org.